This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma, and I've got Chapter 11 of Vatican Ambassador, Part 2, on this episode. BC has held his peace conference on Lunar Prime on the moon, and he seems to have been able to bring the two sides a little closer together, though there are still some major sticking points. But what most of the peace conference participants, including BC, didn't know was that other forces were at work as well during the peace conference. Some of them weren't from around here and didn't have our best interests at heart. More on that in just a little bit. But we'll wrap things up with the peace conference and see what happens next in this episode, as we get into Chapter 11, Part 2 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio. I wanted to remind you, if you have a chance, to please review any of my books. Vatican Ambassador would be great, or Vatican Assassin, or the whole trilogy. If you have a chance, just drop down stars for a rating, or if you have a couple minutes, maybe a short review. As a person who does independent publishing, I just put out my own work and hope for the best, and do what I can as far as individually trying to spread the word that it's out there. But because I'm doing it all independently, I can really use your help in spreading the word about my work. So if you have a chance, let other people know about it by sharing it, or just, as I say, drop down a review, or drop down a rating if you have a minute or two. And it's a big help. And that's true for any independent or small writer or small press writer. So if you have a chance, write a review and or rate the books that you love, the podcasts you love, and help support the people who are doing that. Because just like me, we can all use your help. In other book news, I want to remind you I'm giving away the Vatican Ambassador ebook this month. I had done it last month, so I started doing it again this month. Giving away a few already, although not quite as many as last month. I think it's, you know, because maybe the novelty's worn off a little, but you can get the Vatican Ambassador ebook for free at smashwords.com by using the coupon RR88U. This is a limited number of redemptions for a limited number of time. You can only do this through October 1st. It's September only. So your chance to get the book you're listening to as an ebook for free with the Vatican Ambassador ebook coupon, RR88U. Just go to smashwords.com and look for Vatican Ambassador, or follow the link in the show notes. I'll put the coupon code there too. And we'll get into Vatican Ambassador, Chapter 11, Part 2, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune in to Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Now here's Vatican Ambassador, Chapter 11, Part 2, on Glow in the Dark Radio.
BC is left sitting with Pope Linus and the Vatican group.
That went well, BC says, sarcasm dripping off his words.
You got some things done, Pope Linus says to BC. The business deals, the terraforming. There were some accomplishments. You've done well, Ambassador. You just need to keep plugging away.
Right, BC answers. Sure, but why me?
Well, we must assume God has put you here, Pope Linus says with a flourish. In the right place, at the right time, for a reason, Campion.
He gets up from the table and leads his staffers out of the room. BC is left sitting alone.
That's it, then. Conference over.
The next morning, the groups make ready to leave Lunar Prime. Hands are shaken, pictures taken, and assurances and agreements are made. The news media eat up the photo ops. The conference looks like it went better than BC feels it really did. BC sees the guests off with Governor Erskine and a group of LSC staffers. He smiles and waves, but in the end, BC feels disappointed with the results of the conference.
Guess maybe Friday the 13th was unlucky. But things didn't really fall apart until Sunday the 15th, so go figure. Are there any superstitions about Monday the 16th? I think I may just crawl back into bed and avoid any possible unluckiness the rest of today.
BC gazes out a nearby window in the spaceport wall and contemplates the conference's end results. He watches as the Pope's, Demag's, and the Ayatollah's ships drift off away from Lunar Prime, each carrying its precious diplomatic cargo home.
Guess I hoped with all the major players finally all at the table together, something more would happen. We'd make major strides towards peace or something. Well, we did end up with more than we started with. UIN people will be visiting Earth to worship. UTZ people will be visiting Mars to help terraform. And there will be no more OPO. I think Linus threw that in there just to feel included, like he was doing something. Now everyone goes home. What next? Bothers me we set no date for the next conference. But I couldn't pull the same stunt twice. Patience, I guess.
Everyone heads home. Al-Salid arrives on Mars and signs the agreements, allowing the UTZ news media to cover the signing. Demag's return to his station is in the news as well. He looks ill and sniffles as he lands on his station, but he smiles and signs the agreements after landing, and UIN media are allowed to cover it. The two signings by the heads of state get most of the news coverage. The Pope's return to the Vatican gets minimal attention. BC finds himself pulled back into the day-to-day operations of the Vatican mission on the moon as the week goes on. But on Thursday, the third day after the conference, strange news hits. Odd things are happening. Demag has evidently grown increasingly ill after returning to his station. The news media report that Demag has been rushed down to Earth for treatment. He disappears into a private hospital. Rumors fly that many of Demag's people are also sick. The UTZ refuses to comment on Demag or any of his entourage's condition. BC fends off the news media's questions about the weekend all week, but on Thursday their questions change from conference analysis to health. Is he all right? Feeling ill, sniffles, anything. BC feels fine, he tells them. He sees on the news that the media are bothering the conference's other participants as well. Governor Erskine is fine. The Vatican is offering no comment. The UIN has once again closed up, with no broadcasts from the UIN media,
and no word on Al Salid's health.
What is going on? Do they think Demag picked up a bug here on the moon? At the conference? Could someone have slipped him something?
BC tries to contact Wentworth for news, but he doesn't hear anything back from him Thursday or Friday. There's no word from Pope Linus or the Vatican either, despite BC's repeated attempts.
And here I thought we'd bridge some gaps. Still no love for BC from Rome, I guess.
There does seem to be a bug going around Lunar Prime, a flu bug. Not everyone catches this bug, but those who do are debilitated by it, forced into bed rest. BC is thankful when the symptoms pass him by, especially given his proximity to Demag during the conference. 10 cases of the flu are reported on Lunar Prime by the week's end. BC visits a sick member of his congregation on Saturday, says the Mass on Sunday, and waits for word from Wentworth or the Vatican throughout the weekend, to no avail. Wentworth finally calls BC on Thursday, a week after BC called him.
Campion, did you hear about poor Demag?
Still sick? BC wonders.
He must be over the flu by now. It's a week later.
He's dead.
Wentworth delivers the news.
Dead? Gee, she just had the sniffles.
Chairman Demag got the sniffles while at the conference. He developed flu-like symptoms on his flight home to his station. His doctors had him rushed to Earth to the hospital. His condition quickly deteriorated. He was dead within days. Some of his staff are sick as well, quarantined off. Are you sick? Is anyone there sick? Anyone on Lunar Prime? Wentworth asks.
Yeah, there are about 10 people sick here with that flu on Lunar Prime, BC tells him. Are you saying they should be quarantined? It's deadly? What's going on?
Demag is dead, Campion. That's what's going on. That he caught this flu at your conference is no coincidence. Someone infected him on purpose, I'm sure of it.
Wait a minute, Wentworth, BC says, shaking his head.
Are you suggesting the UIN did this to him? Bioterrorism?
I'm not the only one suggesting this is the work of the UIN. The doctors who took care of Demag and his people say this bug isn't really the flu, as you call it. They're suggesting this could be a man-made virus of some kind. They don't know what it is yet, though. Not really.
Great. The doctors don't know what this is? Glad I didn't catch it. At least I haven't yet.
Well, at least you've got the rest of them quarantined, BC says.
Too little too late, Campion, Wentworth says. Even though you aren't sick, you were exposed to this illness. You could be a carrier, he tells BC. Everyone at the conference could be a carrier. Demag and his people all mingled with the crowd in the Lunar Prime spaceport. Anyone traveling out of there could be a carrier, and we haven't been able to get any word from the Vatican in the last week. We don't know if anyone from their delegation got sick. But they all could have carried the sickness back to Earth when they returned.
You mean this could be big? Bigger than Demag? BC asks.
We fear the worst, Wentworth says. It could be an outbreak of a biological contagion, a weapon. There are reports of isolated flu outbreaks on Earth, but we don't know yet if they're connected, Wentworth tells BC. What about you? Have you gotten any word from the Pope?
No, I haven't heard anything from him, but that's not unusual, you know that.
Right,
Wentworth says.
Keep me informed.
Wentworth signs off. 2 days later, everything changes. People are sick all over Earth and on some of the orbital stations. Many of those people are beginning to die from this new flu. Sick people on Lunar Prime have begun dying now, too. The plague begins like a common head cold, with sniffles and coughing. A temperature soon follows as the plague mimics the flu. The plague then breaks down terminally differentiated tissue, impairing the body's ability to repair itself on a cellular level. This is when the plague becomes truly destructive. The body begins to rot from the inside out. The plague victim's cells lose the ability to repair and regenerate, and the body's tissues begin to break down into an undifferentiated cellular goo. The kidneys usually fail first, followed quickly by the liver, the nervous system, the lungs, and the heart. It only takes a week from the first sneeze to the last raspy breath. BC doesn't hear from Earth. Still no word from Vatican City by the weekend. But Richard Wentworth calls him back on Saturday, sounding almost panicked.
Campion! What's the word on the sickness on Lunar Prime?
He demands without introduction. We have about 100 people sick. They're quarantined. A couple of sick people have died, he tells him.
On Earth, people have been getting sick at an alarming rate,
Wentworth goes off. He shakes his head.
No one on my station is sick. Yet. I'm fine myself. But we're crossing our fingers. And we're going to keep our doors closed. Everyone is guessing it's some kind of biological weapon used on Demag by the UIN at the conference. That's the common buzz on the street, at any rate. It's some kind of epidemic, but our researchers are a long way from figuring out what it is and how it spread, or where it came from,
Wentworth says.
We're sealing our station. I suggest Lunar Prime do the same. I'll tell Erskine that myself, Wentworth declares. They'll pay! I swear it!
You're sure it was them? BC asks Wentworth. The UIN?
Wentworth pauses.
No, not sure. There's no proof or evidence yet. Just people dying. Do you know how many people pass through a major port, Campion? Who then travel to other ports? And so on and so on. This thing is everywhere on Earth already, Campion. After Demag and his delegation pass through, and the Pope and his people, it's everywhere down there, already.
Everywhere? Have you heard yet if the Pope is sick? BC asks.
Not that I've heard, but who knows? I'd expect you'd know that before I would.
Don't be so sure of that. I still haven't heard anything from the Vatican, BC admits.
Anyway, Wentworth says, we have no choice but to seal off our station.
That seems like a drastic move. What if you've been exposed? BC cautions.
Necessary, Wentworth insists. I'm fine. One of my people got sick. They left for Earth yesterday. Otherwise, the station is fine. No one is sick on my station.
Oh, I see. If you're sick, leave. And no one comes in. How humane of you. Think that'll keep you safe?
I can try. I'm recommending all our stations do it. You should too. I'll talk to Erskine,
he says, signing off. Wentworth issues a statement for the UTZ Orbital Holdings later that day, declaring the orbital stations off-limits to traffic from Earth. 2 days later, Governor Erskine announces Lunar Prime will follow suit and also not accept traffic from Earth. BC watches her make the announcement on the news. None of the news is good. The number of people sick on Earth is easily 1 billion now. There are at least 500 sick on the moon. The numbers for the orbital stations are unknown, and communication with many of them is spotty at best.
What about Mars? The UIN? There's been no word. Then again, why would they tell us if they were getting sick? And if this flu is their doing? They wouldn't bother getting in touch either, I suppose. Or would they? I don't know. Would they really do this to us? Erskine had no choice but to seal us off here on Lunar Prime, too. May be too late for us, anyway. Suddenly, everyone's living in fear of getting the sniffles. Funny, I feel fine. Well, not funny, it's good. But funny curious because I was there, with Demag, for much of the conference.
BC's comm alert goes off,
Vatican City on the line.
Priority message from Earth, from the Vatican. Pope Linus? Finally. He hasn't replied, but that's normal for him.
BC checks his collar in the mirror, and then turns on the communicator's full mode to face an older woman in a cardinal's red. Ambassador Campion? She asks, sounding surprised.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I'm still surprised.
Yes, BC answers. I'm Father Campion.
I'm Cardinal Terpa of the Curia, Father. We have some bad news. Pope Linus has taken ill and appears to be on the verge of dying from the current unknown epidemic, the one that killed that Mr. DeMag who met with the Pope just days ago, just before he became sick, she says, trying to get it all out at once.
I see, BC says.
A lot of people here are getting sick, Cardinal Terpa tells him.
There's desperation flooding into her voice.
What's going on? Are you sick?
No, I haven't been affected. Others here have been, though. It's an epidemic. We've got the sick ones under quarantine, but some are starting to die. We don't know what it is or how to stop it.
That, Terpa sighs, is what Mr. Wentworth told me, although he told me they're working on it.
You spoke to Wentworth, Mr. Richard Wentworth? BC asks, curious.
Yes, why? Terpa wonders.
It surprises me. You're very resourceful, Cardinal Terpa. You're to be commended. BC smiles at her, then frowns in mock anger. Although you did go to him before you came to me.
Terpa starts to apologize. Father Campion, I'm sorry. Please understand. It's a very hectic and confusing time here right now, with the Pope so sick and all, and so many getting sick everywhere. It's scary, Father. All we can do is pray, she says solemnly.
And make a few calls. BC laughs.
Father, she says, both rebuking and laughing with him.
I think I like this, Cardinal. Imagine that, a sense of humor.
She gets serious.
There's more I need to tell you. We in the College of Cardinals are also becoming sick. Several of our number became ill alongside the Pontiff. I wanted to tell you, after I verified you were healthy and at least sane, that I'm nominating you to the college. I have nominated you, actually, and it's all done. You're to become a cardinal, Father.
She drops the news like a bomb.
What?
BC can only manage the one word, for the moment.
You're an ambassador for the Vatican already. I figured you were a good replacement candidate. She explains. Congratulations?
Yeah, BC says, still at a loss for words.
Thanks. When can you come down and be confirmed? She asks.
Huh?
We need you down here at the Vatican, first to be anointed in the proper ceremony, then to help us elect a new pope.
She stops herself.
If that becomes necessary.
Oh.
What can I say? With everyone getting sick, I don't really want to travel to Earth right now. And if I did go, they wouldn't let me back here on Luna Prime with the quarantine.
I've got several matters here which require my immediate attention. I won't be coming down to the Vatican just yet. But keep me informed, BC says, trying to sound very concerned.
We thought you should know what's going on here, Father, Terpa says. We were hoping you would join us. We hope you will soon. In the meantime, we'll keep you informed of any major changes.
Thank you, BC says. Please keep me informed of His Holiness's health. I'll be praying for him, BC adds for effect, then thinks again. I'll be praying for us all. He says to her.
As will I, Father. As will we all, We'll let you know as soon as anything changes. Good day, Father. Terpa out.
The Pope and his entourage sick. This is raging out of control. What is the Ayatollah pulling? It has to be him, doesn't it? Him or someone from the UIN, one of his people. Biological warfare? Shit. Thought we'd put it behind us. Maybe we're devolving. Wentworth and the UTZ are guessing it's UIN. How long until they launch some sort of biological counterstrike? What horrific forms will that take? How far can this escalate? Well, until we're all dead, of course. Happy ending, huh?
That was Vatican Ambassador, Chapter 11, Part 2, on Glow in the Dark Radio. They want to make BC a cardinal? The church is getting pretty desperate. BC a cardinal. And who knows, maybe more. Well, the plague, or whatever it is raging. Is it a UIN bioweapon, or something worse? DeMag is dead, Pope Linus is sick. The UIN are incommunicado on Mars. And it's kind of wild to read this now, because I wrote this back in 2006, well before we had a pandemic. So it's just kind of strange to read it now post-pandemic, you know? 14 years before COVID, writing this stuff. Wild. Anyway, they are dealing with a plague or a sickness, and BC's going to check in with Wentworth and see what the UTZ knows as we get into part 3 of chapter 11 on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. A reminder, you can get the Vatican Ambassador ebook for free with the coupon at smashwords.com. Coupon code RR88U. Just follow the link in the show notes. And please, if you have a chance, rate and review books and podcasts. If you could do that for me, that would be awesome. If you enjoy what you're hearing, if you enjoy what you read, it really helps to drop down those stars, take a minute or two, write a couple words. It just really, in this day and age, means a lot more than advertising does. People would rather hear from other real people as to what they like. So if you can do that, that would be awesome. Reviews, please. And that is all for this time around. I am your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
Glow in the Dark Radio. 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 Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.